When you want to join the conversation, tune to 1290 WJNO.
The opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the staff, management, or sponsors of 1230 WBZT.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Please check the number or try your call again.
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here to guide you through the muddy waters of home buying, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. REACH is an acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. At REACH, we assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership. So if you're looking to purchase a home, maybe it's your first home, then contact the good folks at REACH. They place families in a home, not just a house. The number for REACH is 561-491-1670. And make sure you dial zero for the operator so that you get to a real live person. Or you can visit their website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's www.reach4housing.org. In a moment, we'll be going live to the Redemptive Life Fellowship Center located at 2101 North Australian Ave in West Palm Beach. We'd like to invite you to stop by and say hello to the REACH counselors and partake in the many activities there at the Redemptive Life Fellowship Center. 2013 health fair. Parents, remember to bring your child's shots and immunizations records for their free back-to-school health fair. You can stop by, get a free physical. You can get immunizations, health screenings, and much, much more. A little later on in the show, REACH Radio will sponsor our Home of the Week and show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. Oh, yeah. It's time for the headline news with our news director, Director Mort. How you doing, Mort?
I'm doing okay. It's a wonderful day here in South Florida. And let me tell you about the news headlines, which I will be giving in detail at the bottom of the hour. First one, the court rule that you can fight back your bank's decision to deny modification. The new fast-track law shows a slowdown in the foreclosure filings in Florida. Now, this steep decline is due in part to the requirements for more documents. A local attorney who won a major settlement continues her fight to protect home buyers and homeowners. And Colorado lawyers accused of collusion to control foreclosure billing and price fixing. Those are the news headlines. And again, I'll be giving those in detail at the bottom of the hour. Back to our handsome host, Alan Mason. Hey, Alan.
Yeah, thanks, Mort. Boy, these bankers, they just try to get away with anything they can, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? We here at REACH Radio will not let that happen because we're on it. We know exactly what the heck's going on there. So anyway, coming up next, Tracy McKelton will join us and tell us a little bit more about today's health fair. REACH counselors will share some special secrets about health insurance for kids. Then Bishop Harold Ray checks in with the Redemptive Life Fellowship mission, of course. So stay with us.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561-491-1670. or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
Ain't got no home, I know later on. Ain't got no home, I know later on.
Welcome back. You're listening to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. In conjunction with the Redemptive Life Fellowship Center in West Palm Beach, we invite you to stop by their 2013 health fair and speak to the good folks at the Redemptive Life Fellowship Center about what they have going on there today. Joining us right now from the fair is Tracy McKelton. She is the event coordinator. Tracy, welcome to Reach Radio. Are you there?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, great. Wow, we're so glad you stopped by. I know you're busy out there. Let me ask you this. When did you start planning the health fair? Last week, or was it the week before that?
We actually planned it a year ago to get our day 1 year in advance.
Oh, we know that. I was just having some fun with you there. I know it's a lot of work putting a plan, an event together like that, and you can't do that over a weekend. So you're right. It took you a year to get to here. And this is not your first one, right? You've done a few of these.
We've been doing this since 1990. No, the church has been for 18 years now.
Oh, my Lord. Well, you know, we were there early this morning, and we saw loads of people there, so it is a successful event. Tell me a little bit about the mission of the Redemptive Life Center there.
Our mission is actually to impact the community and change the world, and actually win souls. That is our mission statement.
Right. Well, who's at the fair today? I mean, you got a lot of doctors there. I mean, what's going on at the fair?
We actually have the Cunningham Bar Association, we have Legal Aid, we have Humana, and Redemptive Life Urban Initiative, Palm Beach County Health Department, Immunization, they're here, and also REACH.
Oh, that's great. Is the Blood Mobile there?
The Blood Mobile is here. Comprehensive Aid Program is here. So we're just providing the information and
We love the blood. let's come and give some blood. Hey, what are they giving away out there if you come and give blood?
I didn't ask them what they're giving. There are a lot of giveaways. You just have to come out here so you can get the information. We have a lot of information to share about early prevention, education, and we're also trying to promote wellness to the community.
Right. Just to let the people listening know, you are located at 2101 North Australian Ave in West Palm Beach, Florida. I believe that's just a little north of Palm Beach Gardens right there, right? Or Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard, right?
Yes.
Right. Right on the lake there. It's a very, very beautiful location. So you're also giving back-to-school immunization shots, right?
That's correct.
And that's all certain doctors are doing that, right? That's not just a nurse poking a needle in her arm, is it?
This is actually with the health department. They're giving the immunizations, just making sure that they have all the immunizations that they need before they go back. And they provide the shot workers as well.
Right. And we also mentioned earlier that the parents should bring the records, their immunization records, so that they can fill those out properly, and that'll help get them into the school, right?
Yes.
Is there a cost or a fee or anything involved there?
Free. The cost is free. We just need them to come out.
Everything's free. Wow, you can't beat that.
So, and the free food, we're giving the kids hot dogs, and we're feeding the volunteers out here. So we are giving food.
Free food?
For the kids that we were providing services to.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say I'm a big kid. Can I come by and get some free food? No, it's great. The center is doing a fabulous job there. It's packed. It's a very, very large center. And the lobby was packed. The main auditorium is packed. How many people do you think you have there today?
Well, I know last year we provided services to over 200, 250. So we're expecting the same amount this year.
Well, how long are you going to be open till? I know you started at 9 o'clock this morning, and you're closing at
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Let me ask you this. If it's packed and everybody's still hanging out, you'll hang around, right?
That's correct. Right. We're here until we get them all done.
That's good. So you're not going to push anybody out the door. So tell us a little bit about the Fellowship Center there and what your mission is there. I know we're going to have the bishop on a little later on the show. Maybe you can give us a sneak preview of what he's going to tell us.
Actually, we're just trying to, our goal is to impact the community. We just want to provide resources to the community so they know how to, you know, take care of themselves. We also have the spiritual guidance. We also have a food pantry. We have the give a gift, save a life. These are the additional services that we provide in the community.
Tell me about the Give a Gift, Save a Life program. What do you do there?
The Give a Gift, Save a Life is during the Christmas holidays where the families that are underprivileged, we provide gifts. We have talent shows. We have music. It's very fun. And we have the modeling. The kids, you know, just trying to exemplify excellence in the kids and just trying to teach them and raise them up, you know, to, you know, because they're our future. And
right.
That's what we want to do.
Well, education is one of the most important things in life. You know, I had someone tell me one time, they said, the main cause of all stress is knowledge. And I kind of worried about that. You don't teach stressful knowledge out there, do you? You give good, clean knowledge, right?
We do. We teach you, you know, by using the word of the Lord. And if you read what it says, then you have to believe what it says. And that's where we get our teaching from, so we can live, you know, how...
Live the right way.
Live the right way. We read the Bible, and we try to live by the Bible, and it just makes you be able to deal with anything. Because
great.
In life, you know, things are going to happen. It's just how you deal with it and how you look at things at life. It's a lesson learned.
Exactly. It depends on how strong your shield is, right?
Yes.
Well, listen, once again, we'd like to remind the folks that the Redemptive Life Fellowship Health Fair 2013 is located at 2101 North Australian Ave in West Palm Beach. If you'd like to run on by there, they started at 9. They'll be there till 2. And check out all the services that they have there. Tracy McKelton is the event organizer. Say hi to her when you stop by. And let me ask you one last question, Tracy. Are you glad that it's the 17th and the day is almost over?
I am, and I'm looking forward to the next year. I mean, this is where I get my peace and my joy, and I love to give back. And it's just a great opportunity, you know, for anyone that wants to volunteer their time, but it's just a great opportunity to give back. And just, it helps you. When you're able to help someone else, you learn how to deal with some of the problems that you see because you're helping them, you know, figure out their challenges that they have in life.
You are so right. And we thank you for doing what you do, and we thank you for stopping by. All right. After the break, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home, helping low to moderate income families achieve home ownership. That's our mission. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home. I know later on.
You have a heart. You know what happened to your neighbors. The fear in the community. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their highly trained counselors. They're certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped many families stay in their homes, stabilizing the community, placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org or email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Call us at 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know later on.
You are dialed into Reach Radio. I'm your host, Alan Mason, and I am the housing heffy asking the hard questions about today's real estate and housing market. That being said, if you're struggling with your mortgage payments, or if you're facing foreclosure, or even unemployed, REACH counselors and experts are here to assist you in achieving home ownership. So don't worry about what your income is or what your credit score may be. That's not part of the REACH mission. Here's the number to call, 561-491-1670. And, I love those little music breaks, huh? Isn't that great? This is Country Home by John Denver, the late, great John Denver. Our Spotlight Home of the Week is brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's an easy number, 561-351-8000. And our Home of the Week is located in Royal Palm Beach, Florida, near 441 and Okeechobee Boulevard. It's a fully gated community, and it's called Fox Trail, if you're familiar with that area. This is a one-bedroom, one-bath condo. Has a large living room, kitchen, and the washer and dryer are inside the unit, which makes it nice. And Fox Trail community has a pool, a hot tub, a clubhouse, tennis courts, and a spa. It doesn't get much better than that. It's located near work and school, so if you're looking for a place to snuggle into and get comfortable with a property, this might be the place for you. Once again, it's located just a little bit west of 441 on Okeechobee Boulevard. It's a fully gated community, one bedroom, one bath, large living room, kitchen, washer and dryer inside the unit. And that's at Fox Trail. If this is the property you're looking for, then that would be this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For additional information about this commercial property, call Pat Tracy at 561-351-8000. Remember, REACH Radio is here to assist low to moderate families achieve the American dream of home ownership. Find out if you qualify for one or more of these many homes in the REACH inventory by calling them at 561-491-1670. Don't forget to press zero for the operator, because you won't get through unless you do. So, let's move into the news and find out. We told you that Dr. Mort would be here at the bottom of the hour, so it is time to do the news, I guess. Is that what we're doing? There we are. That's that familiar sound. Something's happening here, and Mort will make it perfectly clear as a bell.
Okay. This is Mort Ages with the news. The Ninth District Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled Thursday that homeowners who are denied a modification under the Home Affordable Modification Program, even after completing a trial period, have legal standing to sue their lenders. The ruling reversed a lower district court dismissal that concluded Wells Fargo was not required to offer borrowers a modification if the bank did not sign a signed modification agreement. The federal court decision, however, ruled that Wells Fargo was actually contractually required to offer the plaintiff a permanent modification, since the plaintiff submitted accurate financial documents and completed their trial period payment plan. The court opinion stated, "The panel held that the district court should not have dismissed the plaintiff's complaint when the record before it showed the bank had accepted and retained the payments demanded by the trial period." The next news item, Florida's controversial fast-track foreclosure law to speed home repossessions, instead put the brakes on new filings last month as banks scrambled to fine-tune the paperwork. Lenders agreed to a foreclosure on just 387 Palm Beach County homes in July, a steep decrease of 61% from June and a drop of 68% from July of last year. It's the fewest filings in Palm Beach County since July 2006. When the real estate market was still peaking and the boom time loans had yet to bust. The new foreclosure law, which went into effect July 1st, requires banks to have specific paperwork in hand when they file their initial complaint, including proof of loan ownership, and that they are the correct party to foreclose. Affidavits are made under the penalty of perjury. Boca Raton foreclosure defense attorney Marjorie Gallant said, "We all knew this was going to happen because the banks have to re-engineer the way they do things. Once they redo their process, they'll start filing again and we'll see a bump up." RealtyTrack still ranks Florida first in the nation for foreclosure activity in July. and it's a title that we've held for 3 consecutive months. Palm Beach Gardens lawyer Lynn Simoniak foreclosure led to a motherload of mortgage wrongdoing. She holds the entire mortgage industry accountable. The 64-year-old attorney and white-collar crime investigator has doggedly pursued the industry that once sued her college-age son in a foreclosure case and tried to depose her pool boy. Last year, she won an $18 million settlement for bringing a whistleblower complaint against the nation's largest banks. Now she's been cleared to move forward with the second part of the case after the Justice Department pulled out. The complaint says that when banks realized critical documents were missing in thousands of mortgage-backed security cases, they devised a scheme to replace the missing documents with fraudulent and fabricated documents. Simoniak began her investigations when she defaulted on her own home because of a dispute for her adjusted rate mortgage. When a foreclosure was filed against her in 2008, the plaintiff wasn't her bank, but a trustee for her bank, and they had no proof of how they acquired her mortgage. To prove ownership, an assignment of mortgage was filed, but it was dated months after foreclosure. One of the people who signed the assignment is the now infamous robo-signer, Linda Green. In another news story, according to the state investigators, Colorado's 2 biggest foreclosure law firms, Castle Law Group and Aronowitz and Meckelberg, appear to have manipulated and influenced the foreclosure process in a way that guarantees themselves millions of dollars in profit at the expense of homeowners and taxpayers. In a stunning court filing made public, Attorney General John Souther's office lays out a theory of conspiracy and price fixing that investigators say the 2 firms allegedly engaged in to corner the lucrative piece of the state's foreclosure market. An attorney for Aronowitz denied the case, and attorneys for Castle wouldn't comment. Because the firms for years controlled the bulk of foreclosure in Colorado, they could profit handsomely and easily on a state law requiring legal notices to be posted on the homeowners' properties. Starting in 2009, Aronowitz and Castle created or bought into process service companies that would handle their workload, just as the legislator was about to pass the first that would appear to be a pair of legal notice postings. Their plan proved so successful, one of the companies made more than $2 million in profit in the first year. At least one of the law firms worked tirelessly to persuade legislators to change state laws in a way that doubled their profits overnight by requiring a second notice to be posted. State Attorney General Souther stated, "The intent of the bill was to help consumers and neighborhoods. There is always ways for someone to take advantage. I am troubled that a law with good intent might have another purpose." And that's the news. Let me send this back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Thank you, News Director Mort. You know, you always come up with the most interesting news stories, and it just seems like, you know, we catch them. You know, it's great. What do you have, a big stick with a hook on the end of
well,
it or something like that?
If it wasn't for people like the Attorney Generals, and our Attorney General Pam Bondi here in Florida is a good example. She's always looking to help the consumer and the homeowner.
So true. You know, I saw Pam Bondi on Fox News the other night, and she was talking about that exact same thing. It was the intermix of all the records going with the IRS and these mediators having all this information and knowledge about it. They're really worried about identity.
And, you know, we really need this because, like I reported, Florida is number one in foreclosure activity. I mean, what a claim to fame. We're number one in foreclosures in the nation.
Well, at least we're number one in something, right?
Okay, I will have more to say in the Mort Minute at the end of the hour.
That's right. We'll come up and find out just exactly what's going on inside the Mort's head. Just a reminder to let you know, our guests are broadcasting live from the Redemptive Life Fellowship Center in West Palm Beach, Florida, for their 2013 health fair. We invite you to stop by and visit them. And joining us now on the phone from the fair is Kenesha Wood. And I believe you have Donald Ramirez with you. Kenesha, are you there?
Hey, I'm here from the fair. I have 2 great guest speakers, Dr. Ronald Ramirez with Infants and Children and Ms. Debbie Hogan from Florida Department of Health Palm Beach County.
Great. How's the crowd over there? Is it pretty busy?
It's still busy. It's getting there. We might be here a little bit past two, but you know, they're here to service anyone.
Great. Just to remind our listeners, they are located at 2101 North Australian Avenue in West Palm Beach. They are there from 9 to 2, so you have a few hours. And you heard Tracy tell us early, if there's still a lot of people there, they'll take care of you. Nobody's going to be shoved away. So from 9 to 2 at the Redemptive Life Fellowship Center at 2101 North Australian Ave in West Palm Beach. So let's see. We have Dr. Ronald Ramir with us now.
Yes.
Doc,
I am.
What's going on? What are you doing out there at the fair today?
Well, what we usually do, we're doing back-to-school physicals.
Right.
And for folks who cannot get to their own doctors or are not insured or underinsured.
Right. And there's no charge for this, right?
There is no charge.
Huh, I don't know how even when it's on sale?
There's no charge, you know.
Do I get two for one?
What was that?
Do I get two for one?
You can get three for one. It's all free.
Well, I know you're doing a good job. We were out there earlier today, and the fair was packed. So there's a lot of people. Are you overburdened, or how's it going?
Not at all. I think this is what we do. I prefer that kids are not turned away from school on Monday. So this is what we're here for.
Right. And what type of shots are you giving them?
Oh, let me pass you on to Debbie. That's her job.
Ah, okay. Well, I still have you here. Another question for you.
Okay.
Is you take time off from your practice and come down and do this at no charge, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're a heck of a guy. Let me get a gold star off my little thing here. Okay. It's on you. You're it. Heck of a guy. Where's your practice located?
Infants and Children, we are on 45th and Village Boulevard, and second office in Jupiter as well.
All right. Well, we thank you and appreciate your services and your help and assistance and helping out those that need your help. And of course, that's what the mission of the church is. We've heard that from a couple of folks before. So thank you for joining us, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Now we're going to move over to Debbie Hogan. She is the Florida Department of Health of Palm Beach Heffy, I guess, or no, she wouldn't be a Heffy, right? What would she be? She'd be Lorena.
Yeah, the health department.
Yeah. So what do you do at the health department?
Well, I am the immunization program manager for our Palm Beach County. So we take the responsibility for immunizing kids in our clinics and on our immunization van throughout all of our very large county here.
So you make it official. What are the ages? Could someone, say, like a big kid like me that's like, 18, could I come down and get a shot, or do I need them?
Well, actually, for school right now, the kids who need their booster shots would be kindergartners.
Right.
And seventh graders. Those are the ones who get their boosters prior to starting school, and they also need the physical. The kids entering Palm Beach County, though, from another county or another state, also may need some vaccines that Florida requires that their state may not. So we see those children, too, from other countries or other states.
That's interesting. So, what kind of shots would one state have and another state wouldn't? I've never heard of anything like that before.
Well, actually, the second chickenpox on some of the states, we require also the Tdap vaccine for our seventh grade. I think most states do that, though. The tetanus, diphtheria, and acellular pertussis, that booster for whooping cough has become real important.
Oh, yeah.
We give that to kids at 11 and 12. We are seeing whooping cough in our community. So real, real important that, especially our seventh graders. But actually, Tdap is available for anybody age 10 and over, including grandparents. So when you mention who else, it's not necessarily for school, but, yeah, there are great vaccines for really all age groups that are out there to keep people from getting sick.
And you have all that over there at the Redemptive Life Fellowship Center today?
We have all. Today we're giving the required vaccines for back to school.
Okay.
We're trying to get the kids in the school. We agree with Dr. Ramir. We, are working really hard. We've been out every Saturday for the last six Saturdays. We work Tuesday through Saturday on the van and bring vaccines out to the community to try and so they can start on Monday morning. Monday morning we'll be out at a site. We actually see kids Monday morning, too, who go to school, think they're okay, and find out they need shots, come back to us, and we send them back to school, hopefully immunized.
Good. And that's a reminder that we were telling all the parents, make sure that you bring your immunization record with you when you come to the fair so that they can fill that out properly. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We need to fill out the form. We need to see what they've had before. Make sure we follow the minimum intervals on those vaccines, and then we can give them, you know, what they need. So it could be their shot record from their doctor, or it could be a record from the school. But we definitely need their shot record.
Well, that makes it important. That makes it official is what that does, right? Is there anything else we need to know before we let you go?
It has been successful today. We have over 100 people here for their vaccines today. And certainly the physicals have been very successful, too. So we appreciate the church. And it is a partner and has been a partner with us. I've been here 9 years, and I think the health department worked with them previously. So, yes, the fact that people can find access in the community on weekends is real, real important. And hopefully we'll get a lot more kids ready for school Monday.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you for spending your time with us, and we'll let you get back to the fair and take care of the good folks there. And we are going to talk with the person who put it all together, the man that made it happen. You're listening to Reach Radio. The big sound in the big town is what they say here. But fear not. We'll be right back after this important message.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move? After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into that home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They are your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Check out the webpage at reachforhousing.org or call 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm your host and housing heffy, Alan Mason. And just to let you know, most of our guests are live from the Redemptive Life Fellowship Center in West Palm Beach, Florida, at their 2013 health fair. But we captured the leader of the group, drug him into the studio. You know, I have this great big open to read about the pastor, but I think I'm going to let him do it himself. He's an exciting man. I spent a few hours on his website last night reading everything there was to read, and we haven't got enough time on a show. Pastor, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. And first of all, congratulations and appreciation to Reach for the incredible work that you continue to do year in and year out to make sure that population here in Palm Beach County is not only aware, but that the egregious, many times egregious and unfortunate matters that we find affecting home ownership, that you're right on the avant-garde of that. So thank you very, very much.
Well, we appreciate that, and you're doing the right job because I know you're working in conjunction with us, and,
yes.
And it's many hands make light work, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I read on your website last night, you're an extraordinary fellow. You've written 13 books.
Yeah, in fact, the 14th just came off the press, entitled The Invisible You. There's More to You Than Meets the Eye. It just came off the press, in fact, probably being delivered today.
Oh, that's super. Yeah. Where'd you find the time to write 13 books?
Well, you know, I'm an avid writer. I believe that, you know, leaving a legacy of information is empowerment to the next generation. And many times, particularly with all of the visual stimuli and in this information age, we have more information than we do understanding. And so it's important that it be documented and that you document that which you respect, that which you feel is important to bring transformative living and what we call redemptive regenerative living to our constituency and beyond. So writing is very, very important. And as a former attorney, of course, I wrote all the time.
So, I was going to get there next, but I also wanted to comment. You know, you say make a document and write everything. I think they did that with the Bible, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think that's what they did.
A lot of information in there we're still not reading, but.
And still not understanding.
Still not understanding, absolutely.
That's exactly right. You graduated from Oral Roberts University and Notre Dame Law School. What brought you to the Lord's work after you
Throughout school, in fact, I was a born-again believer even while in school, and was student body president there at Oral Roberts University, which kind of, while I was there, moved, although I was wanting to be a lawyer all of my life, the transition through Oral Roberts University.
But you got over that sickness, right?
Got over that sickness pretty good. After I made a little money while sick. While at Oral Roberts, I was able to travel with him and do a lot of ministry there. So even as I went on to Notre Dame Law School, and of course Notre Dame is one of the leading, I would call, social justice institutions in America and in the world. And so you come out of Notre Dame with a very healthy appreciation for the fact that lawyers, and former Chief Justice Berger said this, that lawyers can be healers. And so wherever we would go, and I say we, meaning Notre Dame lawyers, we kind of go with this badge of understanding that it is our assignment to not only make money, and that's not the priority, but to perform your task with excellence, to represent your clients zealously, but also to look to be a healer in every situation you can.
Right. I think it's just the love of money that they're a little upset.
Love of money is the issue, absolutely. But, you know,
I read that somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a heck of a jump from the Lord to the law.
Yeah,
I guess what
in a way, but at the same time, for years while practicing law, and the people that know my story know that I was very fortunate and very favored of God. I made a lot of money practicing law. I was at the peak of my career. I was doing national medical malpractice work. Mm-hmm. I was a trial lawyer, very experienced litigator throughout the country. And it was interesting. We had just settled a case, and the check arrived. So we were having a little celebration of the check that arrived.
You
don't celebrate the verdict, you celebrate the check. But when the check arrived, we were celebrating. And, I looked out at our law offices. I was then partnering with Attorney Willie Gary up in Stewart. And I had closed my practice in Dallas and Los Angeles and merged to form a medical mal division for his firm. And I looked out at that array there. We were right on the intercoastal, and our big vehicles out there, and our boats docked at the yacht, at the lot there. And as I'm standing there, I literally heard in my spirit the words, "Stop making a living and start giving life."
Nice.
And it matched, to make a long story short, it matched with things that in my prayer time and in my spirit I was sensing for 6-7 months prior. Now, mind you, we had only moved to Florida about a year earlier. And but I had, in returning from Stewart to West Palm, where my wife and I had made our residence at that time, I would drive through eastern areas of the city, and
the beach,
and you would notice though the stark contrast between Palm Beach,
right,
and then immediately intercoastal east to say 95, and then a shift again. And my heart really went out to brothers and sisters that I saw there. I saw children literally playing within blocks of the back door of the Kravitz Center, and yet they were playing on broken glass basketball courts.
Mm-hmm.
That was a struggle that I identified with. And so I did not know at that time that what I was founding would ultimately be a ministry that literally, no pat on the back, but literally would touch the globe. We're now with missions in 17 foreign countries. I, as an ordained bishop since 1996, oversee some 70 ministries throughout the United States, at least as their titular head, at least. But here in West Palm Beach as well, our ministry grew to thousands. We were blessed and favored with that. The outreach, which was important to us, because our entire mantra is to empower individuals to improve their quality of life, and to bring a life quality and a zest for life quality and a hope for life quality to a constituency, and centered there in zip codes 33407, 33401. As you well know, we're in one of the most poverty entrenched, particularly children under age of 12, poverty entrenched constituencies and zip codes in Palm Beach County. And with our service, and we had a satellite in the western county in Belglade. Well, we know the matters relative to the Glades,
right?
Again, not only in just the poverty entrenchment, but across the board economically. physically, socially, the dysfunctions that are there, the underserved communities, the disproportionate crime, if you will, relative to and incarceration relative to crime, and particularly in the area of health, which is, as you're, and thank you for noting our health fair today, that was something we simply could not overlook.
18, this is your 18th, right?
18th year. 18 years. 18th year, and it has grown every single year. A shout out to all of the medical profession that work with us and the health department of Palm Beach County that work with us year in and year out, and to us, of course, our health guild led this year by Tracy McKelton.
Right. She's doing a good job, too.
They do a phenomenal job every year. And but it is something that has to be done because you have to bring a comprehensive treatment to the you know, the dearth of representation that is there medically, economically, and so forth. So it has been our privilege, and we continue to serve.
Well, first, don't you have to get to the heart?
You have.
I mean, that's that's where the it starts, right?
Well, you know, even volunteerism itself starts with persons whose hearts have a commitment, and usually, what angers you is a clue to your calling. It's a clue to your passion. Is a clue to something you're called to heal and to minister to, as we say. And just as you know, you guys have a passion, obviously, for you know affordable homeownership and protecting and advocating the protection of consumers' rights and so forth. That leads to the excellence with which you treat that subject and the focus with which you treat that subject. And so, yes, it has to be a matter of the heart, and you can't do it. You know, people. One of the things, if you read any of our, and you said you read some of it, you'll see on there repetitively that redemptive life is much more than beautiful manicured grounds and beautiful buildings. It is people serving people, people loving people.
Well, that can be beautifully manicured as well. You know? just to let you know, we're speaking with Bishop Harold Ray. He is with the Redemptive Life Fellowship Church in Palm Beach, Florida, and their health fair is going on today until 2 o'clock at 2101 North Australian Ave in West Palm Beach, and we thank you for coming into the studio.
My pleasure.
But
my pleasure.
We're not done. you're not getting off that easy. No, they are doing a fantastic job out there. We were there all morning. We're going to go out there after the show's over and say hi to the folks, but they are packed out there. Mm-hmm. Plenty of parking, easy to get to there, yes. Just a little bit north of Palm Beach Lakes
Palm
Boulevard
Lakes.
There. Easy to get to. So I know you're the founder of the church. So
yes,
you came from the heart, from the message you received.
Yes, sir.
And acted upon it.
Yes, the membership grew rapidly. We were blessed to acquire the acreage there on Lake Mangonia as a two-year-old ministry. We purchased that acreage. We built the building in which the health fair is going on. That's the doctors commented about, you know, how they're serving and able to serve. We were blessed to build a multi-purpose facility there that has, of course, a very large gymnatorium and 12 classrooms and other facilitative rooms, so it makes it easy to handle the populace that's even there today and to, with great organization, you know, have them handle all of the various needs that they need to handle. But it's been a journey, that's for sure. But the most important part has been the investment in the lives of people. And in that community. And, of course, as you know, we've also built millions of dollars of homes in the Coleman Park area,
right?
And throughout Palm Beach County. And so that, too, has been a journey because when we even began with home construction, we took it as, you know, they had infill lot descriptives. And
right.
my vision was, well, we'll work infill lots, but we want a comprehensive vision for a community to materialize, not just stick a house here and a house there, even though they're well-constructed homes. And so we went in with a comprehensive vision of streets repaved and, you know, landscaping done. And
built a community.
Done. Let's build the community. Absolutely.
Right. Let me ask you this question. Where do you see the church in 5 years from today?
Well, one of the great challenges of any church today is keeping its resonance and maintaining a relevance in an information age where people can get information by the push of a button with internet these days. And that means then that the challenge is that they can get information without necessarily having to have a covenant with a local institution. And if anything, our churches are and require covenant as institutions because, as you said, it has to be in the heart of the
That's
people.
Right.
And so churches, to some degree, are becoming dinosaurs in terms of what years ago they were, where it was, and particularly in the African-American community, where the churches of years ago were, you know, those were the social hub.
Exactly.
Those were the, you know, that's where everything kind of matriculated. So In 5 years, our particular ministry, there's a lot of expansion plans, both physical property as well as in our outreaches. But most importantly is helping our constituencies and our community to hopefully transist through one of the toughest economic periods we've seen in this United States of America.
We're living in it.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt. Well, Bishop Ray, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Please come back and visit with us again. Now, your pleasure. Website, for those that want to check out the church, is rlife.org.
Correct.
That's pretty easy. Yeah. Redemptive Life. It's just rlife.org. Their phone number is 561-429-3586.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next, experts from the health fair are here to help, aid, and assist. We'll speak with them from the Redemptive Life Fellowship Center 2013 health fair right after this important message. So don't change the channel. We like it just the way it is.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561-491-1670. Or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. And our guests are coming to you live from the Redemptive Life Fellowship Center in West Palm Beach, Florida, at their 2013 health fair. And joining us from the fair right now is Kenesha Wood.
Hello.
Kenesha, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I think I'm having more fun over here than you guys are in the studio.
Well, you might be right, but we're not going to put any money down on that. I know it was packed. We were there early this morning. There were a lot of people there, and they're doing some fine services out there. But
they
you,
as there's so many vendors. It still is a little packed. You know, at this time of day, there's people still coming in, still want to be seen. You know, they have a little bit. They have to support a little bit over in an hour to get down here and get immunized, get the physical done, get the air tested. So, you know, this is one of the biggest ones I've seen so far, so it's great.
Well, yeah, as you heard the bishop just say, this is their 18th year. That's they. I think they have it down. So it just to let our listeners know, you know, I'm sorry, 30 years in television, it's not viewers, it's listeners, but we'll get it there. Our listeners, the church is located at 2101 North Australian Avenue in West Palm Beach. They're there from 9 to 2. It's the Redemptive Life Fellowship Center. And our counseling efforts are there. And Kenesha Wood is on the phone. And you have some information for us about the insurance programs for the children. Is that correct?
Exactly. I do. Especially coming to a health fair, usually if the doctors get to see the children who doesn't have insurance or, you know, have no insurance coverage. So they, you know, the kids are being seen today realistically has no insurance. And that's where we come into play. We are able to give that information out to parents and family that they can apply for the Florida Healthy Kids. And Reach is one of those designated sites that can do that for them.
Yeah, who qualifies for this insurance program?
Is it usually a low to moderate income household? However, it doesn't discriminate against anyone if your income is a little bit more over the threshold of what they have or the income limit, you will still get coverage. You know, you just gonna have to pay the premium price. Versus the low price of probably $10 for a household, you might have to pay like $90. You know, but it's all worth it because you still get coverage and you have to go to the emergency to the doctors, you have insurance.
And who underwrites this? You know who underwrites it?
And no, you know,
it's not the state, is it?
The health of agency and the Department of Children and Services.
Right.
So, you know, it's all under one umbrella where they all do, you know, these services.
How do they sign up for the program?
They could give Reach a call at 561-491-1670. We could do the screening application for them. And our counselors are there to do that for them. But they also could call 211 and find other places, maybe not within Palm Beach County, but maybe with St. Lucie County or whichever county they're from. They could get the designated site where they could go and sign up for this, or they could do it online.
Oh, wow. Do you have the website there?
It's usually, for me, I have everything bookmarked on my computer. I'm sorry. Or if they call me, I make an appointment for them to come into my office. But if they Google Healthy Kids, Florida Healthy Kids, they'll be able to get straight to the site.
You know, we'll put some information on the reachforhousing.org website that will help our listeners get to the right place there. And it's a full coverage policy? I mean, is it just like the real deal? I mean, there's...
It is the real deal. Florida has the case. They break it down in three components. You know, it depends on your income. If you're really low income, you might fall under the umbrella of Medicaid, but it's still a part of Florida Healthy Kids. Or, you know, it depends on the age of the kids. It might go to Medicaid, you know, in the age group, where you get comprehensive coverage. You get dental, you get vision, you get medical, you get emergency room, all for a really low price, you know. And so it's great. You could have a family of household, $15 a month. It's not covering one child, but if you have five kids in the household, the $15 covers five kids. If it's just one child, the $15 covers that one child. So the $15 payment is really for the household, or if you fall into Medicaid, it's free. You don't have any premium payment.
Well, and it doesn't matter how many kids you have, right?
It doesn't matter how many kids you have. It's all income based, and it's, you know, the monthly payment is doesn't matter how many kids you have.
Well, Kanisha, it turns out that you are a cool counselor, and we love to have cool counselors at Reach. So we try to
do as many things to help our community, because we, as a housing counselor, we become like a social service, you know, entity. So we want to be versed in a lot of things, that when we see our clients, we could provide them those resources so they could benefit from them. We want them to walk away feeling empowered. I say that word a lot. Or walk away feeling that, you know, they came for one thing, but they walk away with a wealth of information.
Great. Fantastic. Kanisha, thank you for taking your time and calling in and letting us know what's going on at the fair. We'll see you out there shortly. Now we're going to move over to Dr. Mort, and he'll take care of Mort's Minute.
This is Mort Aegis with the Mort Minute. The banks are not being punished like they should, and they're still swindling the system and taking advantage of the government and the American people. The $25 billion settlement provides important relief for 1 million homeowners. It focuses the banks to reduce principal balances, refinance loans for underwater borrowers, and pay billions of dollars to states and consumers to provide other forms of relief. Another component of the settlement, which has received a lot of attention, is the payments of $2,000 to 750,000 homeowners. Some have questioned, is the $2,000 enough redress? The answer is obviously no. Government says, but that's not what these payments are all about. Rather, they are to hold the servicers and lenders accountable. Okay, back to you.
Well,
Alan Mason.
Didn't mean to cut you off there, Mort. We're running
okay,
out of time.
I know.
We appreciate it, all that you do. So that's all the time we have left to us, and we thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. Check us out at the health fair. We'll be there. See you next Saturday from 12 to 1.
I know play the wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face the wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.